Have you heard of tiny Melinda May, who ate a monstrous whale? She thought she could, she said she would, so she started in right at the tail.
Most people know the late Shel Silverstein for his children's poetry, but maybe you're not as familiar with his music. Rolling Stone. Wanna see my picture on the cover.
The eyes of Lucy Jordan. But the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue.
That, of course, is Johnny Cash and earlier Marianne Faithfull and Dr. Hook, all performing songs written by Shel Silverstein. And now you can add to that list of artists. 14 performers have contributed to a new album that pays tribute to the music of Shel Silverstein. It's called Twistable Turnable Man, with tracks from artists like My Morning Jacket, Lucinda Williams, The Pixies, and this one by singer Todd Snyder. Some guy would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. The curators of this new Shel Silverstein tribute album join me from WPLN in Nashville, country singer Bobby Bear Sr. and his son Bobby Jr., also a musician. Welcome.
Hey, thank you very much.
Now, hearing someone else beside Johnny Cash sing A Boy Named Sue is weird enough. But even weirder, and forgive me, gentlemen, for not knowing this, is that Shel Silverstein, the same guy who wrote Where the Sidewalk Ends, wrote A Boy Named Sue. I didn't know that.
There was at least three sides to Shel. And one of them, of course, a lot of people didn't know, is writing songs.
A lot of musicians know that Shel wrote songs, but not a lot of the regular people out there.
And I guess we should put this into context, because back in 1973, Bobby Sr., you recorded a song on one of your albums with your son, Bobby Jr., who was 5 years old at the time. The song is called Daddy, What If? And I just want to hear some of that for a moment.
Daddy, what if the sun stopped shining? What would happen then?
If the sun stopped shining, you'd be so surprised. You'd stare at the heavens with wide open eyes.
I just want to hug you, Bobby Jr. I don't know if I have.
I'm not that cute anymore. I'll still hug you.
You were then, son. You were then.
But what's amazing is that on this new tribute album, Bobby Bear Jr., you have actually done a similar thing. You are a father now. You brought in your daughter Isabella to sing your old part. And let's hear some of that.
Daddy, what if the wind stopped blowing? What would happen then?
If the wind stopped blowing, then the land would be dry.
This is so great. It's great.
It's cheating.
Oh, that brings tears to my eyes right now.
Yeah,
it's,
me too.
It's a trick.
Did you play her the version that you did with your dad back in 73? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, that's Daddy playing with Grandpa.
That's Dad with Papa. And we showed her the YouTube of it. And she just loved it.
Do you, Bobby Bear Jr., do you read Shel Silverstein's poetry to your daughter, Isabella?
Oh, yeah. We have all the books, and they're all autographed by Shel from when we had them growing up.
Oh.
And, yeah, kids love that stuff.
Bobby Sr., you mentioned that there are all these different sides to Shel Silverstein. What was he like?
Shel was the most brilliant, creative person I've ever met. In all my years, I'm 75 years old, I've met just about all of them. And we had so much fun. I've done at least 20 projects with Shel. And just so much fun because he's so creative. He's writing on his hand. He would write on his clothes. And his writing and what he writes was so descriptive, so visual that you couldn't help but respond to it. It's like watching a great, great movie.
You've got a version of the cover of the Rolling Stone on this album. The original was a top 10 hit for Dr. Hook in 1972. This version is recorded by two members of the legendary alternative band The Pixies, and more, I guess, of Bobby Jr.'s generation, Black Francis, Joey Santiago, and let's hear some of that for a sec.
Wow, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go. We sing about beauty and we sing about truth. $10 million a show.
We take all kind of pills that give all kind of thrills, but the thrill that we've never known is the thrill that it gets you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
I love hearing Frank Black, or Black Francis as he's described on this record, singing Shel Silverstein's music. Bobby Jr., knowing his music, I guess I wouldn't normally associate Frank Black with Shel Silverstein, but it somehow it works perfectly. How did you approach him?
I opened up a show for him, and just before he went on, we were talking. I said, have you ever been on the cover of the Rolling Stone? Because if somebody's going to do that song, they can't have had been on the cover of the Rolling Stone, or it means nothing. So he says, no, I've never been on the cover of the Rolling Stone. I said, I'm doing a Shel Silverstein tribute record, and would you like to do the song? And he said, I'd be honored. And it blew my mind, because I'm a huge fan. But also, I knew he was around my age, so he was aware of the original. And he has kids. I think he has 5 kids. The first thing he said, my kids will just be thrilled about this. I want to buy 5 copies for my mother. I want to see my
smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Bobby Bear Sr., why didn't Shel Silverstein record his own music?
The reason Shel didn't record his own music, because he couldn't sing.
Have you heard his singing?
He screeched.
He did record his own music. Oh, he's put out a couple albums on Columbia.
That's true. And he
it's
didn't.
Very painful.
But Shel...
he screeched.
Yeah, and in all fairness, he shouldn't be a recording artist. I had a number one record on a song he wrote called Marie Laveau, and there's a witch screen in there. And that witch scream was Shel.
That was his vocal contribution to
that was his
best
your shot.
Masterpiece.
Right.
Bobby Sr., you have a track on this record called The Living Legend.
So now I sing my songs for them that still remember. Get my love from them that cared you.
Bobby Bear Sr., you've called this your final Shel project. Shel Silverstein, of course, died too early in 1999. I know that his music has been a part of your life for so long. Is this sort of your way of saying goodbye to him?
I think you may be right. Because, he went so sudden. We wasn't expecting it. I mean, he just got out of bed one night and fell over. And a great way to go if you got to go. But we so sudden, we didn't have time to prepare for it. And this is probably my way of really saying goodbye to my old friend Shel.
That's Bobby Bear Sr. and Bobby Bear Jr. They're the producers behind the new album Twistable, Turnable Man, a musical tribute to the songs of Shel Silverstein. We've got a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This guitar is for sale. I let her go cheap. She's pretty to look at, but she don't earn her keep.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for listening. Happy 4th, and have a great week.